Good morning, everyone. We are live. This is the podcast, and today we are going to cover the book Developing the Leader Within You, chapter 6, about attitude. So attitude, it's the small things that have a big, big impact on your results. Yes, and we are going to talk about the WIT leader. What is the WIT leader? It's the whatever it takes leader who does everything in his power to succeed, okay? He have that mentality that he wants to help everyone to succeed. So we talk about how we can put that WIT attitude in action. And John Maxwell covered that he have, let's say, 5 steps, okay? So when you want to, let's say, try something new in your business, so first of all, you're going to test your idea. You're going to start doing something. So great leaders always start, okay? They are looking for new ways to improve, so they are starting a new idea. And number 2, sometimes they are going to win, but sometimes they are going to fail. And fail is part of the process, okay? Fail, it's a great way to learn. So number 3, so we're gonna talk about learning from our mistake, learn from failure. So this is what we are going to cover today. So first of all, he said that a mistake, it's only a mistake, okay? But it could be a failure, okay, if you don't learn from it, okay? So a mistake, it's so important when you are, thinking about it, see what is the opportunity. So you have to embrace the truth and see what you can learn from that mistake, okay? Sometimes you are going to have 3 reactions when you have you make a mistake, okay? So number 1, usually a leader wants to resolve the mistake, okay? So they want to, find a way to resolve it and never do it again, okay? So they are afraid, let's say, of doing that mistake again and again, okay? So of course, but sometimes they allow, number 2, allow that mistake to take too much place in their head. So sometimes they become uncomfortable with that mistakes. Sometimes they are doubting about themselves, about that mistake. They are saying, oh my God, it could be fatal for my business. So they are overthinking, okay? And this is not the right attitude that we want. Great leaders want to learn from the mistake. And if they have enough security, if they have enough confidence, okay, they're going to say, okay, this is an opportunity, to take that mistake and bring my business to another level. So this is why great leaders are not afraid to make mistake, okay? They don't want to cover all the mistakes. They don't allow the mistake to take so much place inside of them, okay? They say, okay, we make a mistake. It's part of the process. Okay, how can we improve from now with that mistake, okay? And John Maxwell said in the book that when you are learning, it's like being formed, okay? So you are formed with your new ways of thinking and everything. So you're going to learn from it, and it's going to develop a new person that you are, okay? So when you are open about learning, okay, and if you are going to allow the mistake to form you and your team member, okay, it's going to help you in meaningful ways, all right? So when you form new thinking, okay? So when you have a mistake and you say, oh my God, this is not the kind of things that we should do, okay? So now you are going to think about new think pattern, how you're going to think, okay? So let's say that we were thinking a couple of years ago, we think that the home party was the only way to do Tupperware. Okay. For us, I just remember that we go in a conference and people, they told us that they are doing Facebook party. And we say, oh my God, this is crazy. Okay. The real party is with one place. Okay. In 1 hour with people around the table. That was our only way to think about the business. And we were judging other one. Okay. And even if they have success, we always doubt about their success. Okay. We say, oh my God, it's impossible. Okay. How can they have such big results? And okay. And then COVID hit and we have to adapt ourselves. Okay. And we have to learn new media, social media tool. Okay. So we learn how to do live. We learn how to use Zoom. We learn how to use Instagram, TikTok, everything like that. Okay. So our pattern change. Okay. So we thought about the only ways to do Tupperware is the home party. Then now we know that there is multiple ways. Okay. Home party is a way, but you can use social media. You can have your home group. You can have your VIP group. So there are so many ways that you can change it. Okay. Number two, you can form a new relationship. So the mistakes, okay, you will realize that you can form new relationship. Okay. So we think about, we thought that it was the only way it was with meeting everyone. Remember Monique, every Monday, once a month, it was the gala. So we were seeing each other. Okay. That was the only ways that in our head, it was the way that you are doing the things. But now, my God, I see Monique every morning. Why? So can you imagine? So it changed. Okay. So change our point of view. Okay. Number three, the new habits. So we are going to form new habits. So just a reminder. So in the old world, we were doing phone calls. Okay. So we were, let's say, contacting people with the phone. Now, when I am receiving a phone call, oh my God, I'm so stressed. I don't answer to the phone. Okay, mailbox, voicemail. And I don't want to talk to, if I don't know the people, I don't want to answer. So can you imagine if we were doing contact like this now? Oh my God, we were never talk to anyone. Okay, so now we change it and we say we're gonna fam people. So we're gonna find them, okay, on Facebook. We're gonna add them as a friend and we are going to send messenger. Okay, so this is ways that we are adapting. We are going to a new habits that we have now. It's we add every day new people to our VIP or new people as a friend, okay? Because we want to extend our circle of influence. So this is how you can learn from new habits. And when you have mistakes and you want to learn from them, so you're gonna have new belief. And I know, Jean-Philippe, you have a beautiful story about yourself for that point.
Yes, absolutely. It like we need to get back to the beginning when I started into my network marketing business. So I'm as Sylvain, I started with the home party. So actually when I've started, like I'm really somebody that is autonomous in the way that I learn things. So I've been watching like the training about Maria, about the other director on YouTube, on the website at the moment. So I was training myself to just be sure that when I do my first party, that I'm actually already good. And my first party went well. Like, I get all the steps, all of the things, but I didn't have necessarily the right result instantly. So with that, I have decided also, as it says in the book, to learn from those experiences. So I did my second party, so I learned a lot from the first one. So I changed the way that I express myself. I changed the way that I interact with people. I changed the way I go at the end, see everybody around the table to like suggest them to do a party with me. So when I get to the third party, I also like... try new things. I was experimenting new things. So I learned a lot from that. And it's only at my fourth or fifth party that I started to see some results that actually I was learning really how it works. But I wanted more, and I wanted more like fastly, like quickly. So what I have decided to do is, even if I was in Quebec City, and here there were only like one or two director, and it was André Thériault, and I think that the other one wasn't necessarily associated with Les Diamants at that time. So I've decided to go see the other director. So I went to Mirabel, see Sylvain in a training, doing a home party, which was... Mirabel is really far away from Quebec, okay? Just saying. So I went to see Annie Marchand in Laval. I went to see Debbie in Longueuil. I went to see Julie Chaillet in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. So I've decided to drive all around to go see people, because for me, there was the opportunity to learn something new, but not just learn a new way, but to actually learn exactly of how am I doing thing and why it's not working. So what should I do next as a step? And this is where I take one of the most amazing, tricks that I learned in the home party was from Sylvain. Like, he was talking to people all around the table, and instantly when somebody talked about products, instead of waiting to do the recipe, he was doing instantly the recipe right away. And I was like, oh my God, I thought it was only at the second step. So I learned a lot from that. So it changed my belief, because I thought that I was already good, but I just saw that, oh my God, I can be even much better at this. So that's the reason why I've decided to go see many, many directors, Sabrina, and I can name a lot. But this is an opportunity that I have to learn. And in this learning process, just to switch my attitude, saying, okay, you're good, but now let's see how you can become the best at it. And with that attitude, it helped me develop all of what Sylvain is just saying, those new habits, like build stronger relationship, and my belief about, okay, there is always a way that you can tweak something and be a better version of yourself.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. Wow, yes, you're so right. And you have the right attitude, you know? He is a student. He wants to learn from his mistake. So this is how you improve. And we're not surprised that... I was not surprised that you will succeed, because when I saw you, you had that attitude even at the first time I met you. All right. So as Jean-Philippe said, okay, so we become form with everything, our new ways, how to do, let's say, the presentation, how to do now the business, how to have virtual relationship with new habits. Okay, so we are being formed in new ways, and those new ways becomes our foundation. Okay, this is everything that we had. It's like, taking weight, okay? This is what I'm weighing, and now I'm adding this. So I have a bigger foundation. And then on that foundation, I can grow, okay? So I can have more, let's say, more floor, okay? I can add more to my business. So this helps us to become a better person. And as you know, when we learn, okay, so we are going to learn something that it works, but sometimes it doesn't work, okay? So we have to tweak it again, find a new ways to do it. Okay, Jean-Philippe, I'm pitching you the ball. Okay, this morning you talk about a new ID that you have, okay? And you put it on a test because of the podcast. You say, okay, I have to test it. Just say what you are doing.
Yes. So this idea is in my mind since probably like the beginning of December. Those are information session, recruiting session for our network marketing business, because sometimes I had like that need of being able to have a tool to really explain what is the business to somebody that is interested in what I'm doing, because I'm really loud and like present on social media. So I've based my idea of what we were doing before with what we call the guest information session that we had at the office, that we tried on Zoom. So I just like, and with the podcast from last week that said you need to test your idea. So on Tuesday, I've decided to put a date on a poster and say, okay, I will do my first information session to introduce people to our business. So it was, even if I had only one guest or no guest, like it doesn't matter at first, because I just wanted to say, okay, now you've committed yourself, you need to try it, you need to do it. And we actually had results from it already from Saturday morning. And like we are doing our next one next week. So actually I've already learned a lot from that first experience that I had Saturday. I have lots of notes and I register myself so I can listen back just to be sure that I improve, and also improve will be the subject from tomorrow.
Yes, so you are in that with attitude, whatever it takes to succeed. Okay, so you test, number two, you fail. You didn't fail because you have 100% of success, but you want to, let's say, learn more. Okay, so you register yourself. Okay, so now he's going to track the result. Okay, so he's going to check how many people I'm going to have the next time. Okay, he's going to track how many recruits we will have on that Zoom. Okay, and then one month, 2 months later, they are going to check, okay, those recruits come from that event. Okay, now we're going to track are they coming to the class? Okay, are they converting into sales? So this is how you can improve, is by the tracking. So when you track yourself, you're going to see the result. It's like us. We are doing advancement class. Okay, so we have a lot of new recruits and we want to show them the big picture of Tupperware. So we try different things. Okay, so first of all, we decide we're gonna do one for manager, we're gonna do one for for manager and for consultant. So we are doing two in last year. Okay, and you know, it's a lot of time, a lot of energy. Okay, and the result was not there. So we decide, okay, you know what, we're gonna do it in the split. So we are doing our rally on the Thursday, and after that we are doing the split, and in the split we're doing a split. So the new consultant come, let's say, with me, and I'm going to inform them all the benefits of Tupperware, and we see the result was not good. So we decide, okay, we're gonna tweak it again. So we decide we're gonna do one, and we are going to do it differently. And now we had one director, we have a new DIQ, okay? We have a community who is growing. So we say, oh my God, this is the way we are going to do it, okay? But we had to fail, okay? We had to test, we had to fail, we had to learn from that. And with all the information, now we know that we are going to improve, but we're gonna cover this tomorrow. So how all leaders are a learner, okay? If you want to become a new, a better leader, okay? You have to, learn, okay? So learning, it doesn't require talent, okay? Because everyone can learn. You can learn in different fields from everyone, from different sources. you can learn doesn't require experience, okay? But it requires the right attitude. And Jean-Philippe is having the right attitude. He's a student. He wants to, you know, be the better version of himself. So this is how we can work with people. So when we have people in our team, okay, we have to ask ourselves, okay, do they want... Sorry. That was my water on my desk. Okay, so we want to ask ourselves, is he a leader? No, is he a student? Okay, because we cannot help people if they are not student. Okay, but when they are student, we can help them to improve and learn from their mistakes. We can show them, we can help them to take the next step. This is how we are going to help them. And I love the way Mr. Maxwell say that we can become an overnight success. Okay, you know, overnight success, it's something like instantly. So I know he's joking, okay, but I'm going to read the formula. You're gonna see how it's so easy to become, you know, successful. Okay, so you show up every day. Every day you show up. He said, okay, this is my birthday. No, no, you show up. Okay, but this is Christmas. No, no, you show up. Okay, you work hard. You try new things every day. You fail. You improve. You grow. You're gonna face countless challenge and rejection. Okay, you're gonna doubt yourself. You want to quit, but you don't. And you do it all over again. You're gonna do this for months. You're gonna do this for years. You're gonna do this for decades. And then you become an overnight success. Can you imagine? So this is what success is all about, okay? You showed up, even if you are tired, okay? You are there every day, constantly, and month after month. And Monique, now you are an overnight success, okay? So this is how successful people are, why they are successful, okay? They have that habit to try it, fail, you know, learn from their mistakes, and this is how it's going to be now, and it's going to be later. Even if we change from virtual or in person, it's the same recipe. So tomorrow, Jean-Philippe, I know you have a beautiful example with you as a teacher.
Yes, like it was an occasion for me to learn, even if at the first look, it's what when I was doing my on-job training during my bachelor degree, my second one. So we had to spend, I think it was 4 Mondays and 1 week, one complete week with the teacher. But after the first day, I came back at home with Jonathan. I start crying. I said, I don't know how I will get through that on-job part that I had to do, because the teacher that I had was actually the worst teacher I ever seen in my life. Like, he was yelling to his students. He was like teaching geography and history in second grade, high school second grade. So he was like hitting the wall, hitting the board, saying, you don't know what it represents. And he was such a macho man. He was only like playing with the kids that were doing sport, football. He introduced me to the school and say, here we are a private school and we have the future of the children. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't know how I could connect with that teacher. But actually that was such the best learning experience that I had. Why? Because I learned from, I don't know if it's the right word, counterexample. Is that the right word? Like le contre-exemple? Like I learned from bad examples. So usually you look at people and you imitate them, but actually everything that the teacher was doing, I wanted to do the opposite. So I learned so much about myself, about which type of teacher I wanted to be, what I wanted to build with my students. So I I needed to talk to me, okay? And especially at the end of that on-job part during the years, because that could be the worst moment of my life and say, I've learned nothing from it, so I lost my time. But instead, I've decided to look at it and say, what can I learn? Okay, what is the thing on the opposite side that I can learn from that experience that can build me as a teacher and that helped me just establish what type of teacher I want to be in the future? But it's hard, but those moments when it's hard are the best way to learn, and this will stay with you for so much more longer than if everything was like fine. Because when it's fine, you try to see opportunity. And I did remember also when I was doing my fourth on-job training part during my bachelor, like everything went so well, so good. Like I had such a great connection with my teacher. I was in a special program that's called ProTIC in that high school where every kids had a computer. So everything was done with that. And at some point I asked my teacher and I said, well, you tell me that everything is good, but what are the things where I can improve? And he was really like looking at me. That's the first time a student asked me this question, because I was like, okay, it's good. I know I'm good, but I know how can I be better? How can I actually improve? So I wanted to learn something, and it's hard sometimes to learn only from what's going right, because you're like, okay, am I really learning or just like putting things into action? So I did remember like so much how it went. So those were great experience because I had the opportunity to learn a lot about myself.
Wow, thank you, Jean-Philippe. And yes, you are, you learn from the bad experience. And this is, you had a strong character, okay? Because a lot of people, they would say, oh my God, I'm going to quit. But that teacher didn't fuck you up. All right. So thanks again. We're going to see you tomorrow and we're going to talk about how we are going to improve. Thanks again. We're going to see you